Blog Talk Radio.
Into the Daughters of Ruth Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Maureen Lee. You're listening to the Daughters of Ruth, and this is the 947th episode. Great, 947. And the title for this evening is God Always Provides. And I want you to take a little bit of time and think about what we said, but we're going to go into prayer. Father God, as I begin to explain this word to the best of my ability, Lord God, I ask you to decline me and incline you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 319-527-6091. And hit 1 if you want to join into the conversation. But as I said, the title for this evening is God Always Provides. And I want you to really think about every situation you've been through, everything you've been through in your life this year. How? Ask yourself, how? We're going to be reading Genesis 22:14. And I'm going to read that in a King James Version. I have my granddaughter this evening. She's 6 months, so bear with me. We were helping with a funeral this afternoon, and so I got the kids for a little while, but I don't mind because I love the babies. So we're coming from Genesis 22:14. But we're going to look at 13 too. And Abraham lift up his eyes and look, and behold, him a ram caught into Nick by the horn. And Abraham went and looked and took the ram as an offering up to him and burnt offering, and said, instead of his son. And that was Genesis 22:13. And as we look at that scripture, I like the fact that although you should know the story how God asked him after so many years, Sarah bare him a son, and God told him to sacrifice his son. He didn't think about it. He didn't hesitate. He didn't stood still and said, wait a minute. He did exactly what God asked him to do. But as he began to do exactly as God asked him to do, his wife, like, where you're going? We're going hunting. We're going to, prepare a burnt offering and make a sacrifice. It didn't hit Sarah at the time. It didn't hit her right away. But when it hit her, she took off running because she knew, wait a minute, I see you with my son. I see this, but I don't see the sacrifice. And certain things that we go through in life, God gives us rams. But that bill's against the wall. We just lost our job, our husbands, our children acting stupid. We're not sure what area of life we should be in right now. But God always has a ram in the bush. Sometimes your back hit the wall, hit your head against the wall, just to get your attention. And all he wanted to make sure was Abraham was faithful. He began to put his only son from his wife on a burnt offering. He had the whole thing set up. The whole thing, the fire, lamb, lamb. Getting ready to lay down, lay his son in, lift up the knife, and heard the Holy Spirit say, wait. How many times do our backs get against the wall and we don't even wait for God's reply? lie that we walk out on our own. We don't walk out on faith. We make every mistake there is before we acknowledge, wait a minute, hold up. This is not mine. This is, I got to stand on faith. God always provides. He might not come in your time, but he's always on time. We might not understand why we're going through, but guess what? Every situation we go through is a testimony tomorrow. But God always have a ram in the bush. And I'm talking to myself right now because I know, although it seemed like I just started, I told you I sell paparazzi jewelry. I'm a paparazzi consultant now. I said, you know what, I have to make my money. If a job not coming to me, let me go to the job. Amen? So we started this together, my husband helped me. But I just wanted the little, you know, little income to pay for, you know, one or two bills. And I thank God that her name was Madeline, introduced me to Nicole on Facebook. And I've been selling paparazzi jewelry for a while. So that was a ram in a bush. Until God give me what he wants me to have. Maybe this is where he want me to be so I can make my own hours and do my own thing, not my own thing, but whatever he would allow me to do for him. Because if I did get the job, some shows I couldn't do because I might have to work. I wasn't always going to work the night shift when you just get in the place. So if they want me to work the day shift, the evening shift, I got to work wherever they allow me to work. But I thank God that this was a ram in the bush for me. It was an opportunity to have my own business, and I thank God for that. I thank God for me being obedient when Madeline said, Maureen, you like costume jewelry, turn on this thing. I could have said, well, I don't got time, because I didn't. At first, I was just cleaning up and doing my kitchen from cooking dinner. I studied the word early, and I cried, God, I need a job. All the applications, I put in like, I was about 50 applications because at first I wasn't sure if I wanted to go back to work, but I still put in applications. And nothing was coming back except emails. We're not hiring at this time. You're overqualified. The position that we had is now is not available anymore. It was been filled. So I got kind of doubtful. But I never lost faith. I said, God, it got to be a ram in a bush that you, that everything I go for is situations. I know you got something for me, so thank God for paparazzi and Nicole. I thank her for $5 jewelry, you know, and I'm doing pretty okay with people, not my family members, because they didn't help me, my daughters and their friends, yes, but my family member and people from online, yes, they've been a blessing. But I had to be realized, look, wait a minute. Let me turn this thing around. God planted this right here for me. And it was, you know what I mean? I had to be obedient to him. So I thank God for the ram that he has for me. But I want you to realize what it took for Abraham to look, lift up his eyes and see that ram. If it was me, I would have just broke down and just cried that I didn't have to sacrifice my son. But what I want you to realize, I always say this, no matter what the situation looked like, how it makes you feel, how many times you cried, how many times you pray, it's not your time, it's God's time. Maybe he holding that problem up for a reason. Maybe he said, no, boo, I can't help you right now because you didn't learn from the situation. Maybe he said, son or daughter, give me a couple more time. Give me, just pray a little bit to me. Let me get to know you a little bit more before I bless you with this. Maybe your relationship with him is not where it's supposed to be. See, we don't know how God thinks. But we have to put ourselves in that position. If my children ask me for something, but I see that their allowance, I didn't do their allowance for a reason. And that's how I think God does us. Well, Maureen, I knew you prayed, but it wasn't that sincere prayer that you usually give me. I want that sincere prayer that you give me. You gave me a prayer, but it wasn't there. It was there. But did I go to him with my whole heart? Did I talk to him with, oh, just God, sometimes, no, I don't. I'm a keep it 100. Sometimes I just go in my room, God, I love you. I love you so much. I just thank you. And other times when I'm doing really great, that's the prayers I give. But when something's really bothering me, it's like, oh, God, I'm easy now. But that's the prayer I should have all the time. I need you all the time, not sometimes. Not when the situation getting too tight or when the situation is too good. I need you all the time. And I believe in my heart, he says, okay, Maureen, now you're getting where I want you to be. Now, last week you were good, but this week you slacked up. So he had to have a ram in a bush for me to wake me. That's my wake-up call. I don't know how he deals with you in either one of your situations that you're going through. That's not mine to explain to you, but I can only explain how he deals with me. Amen? And if it helps somebody, it helps somebody. If it didn't help you today, it might help you tomorrow. Amen? But I just want y'all to take a little bit of time and realize God always provides. He always have a ram in the bush. See, sometimes the Lord our Savior want us to be close to him with our whole heart. Give him praise like his servant Abraham did. Willing to sacrifice something for him to get you closer to the Father. We don't know how God looks, you know, how he imagined us to do things. But I can only assume he wants me to let go everything. Let go everything that was designed for that he gave me. Because he always provides for me. And I thank God for that, because I think about my husband told you last time how the city is doing their check. How they not being paid everything that they're entitled to. Some people working 80 hours getting $40, 40-hour week checks after doing 80 hours. Some people supposed to get a $1,600 check getting $9. Some people not getting anything. But even with my situation, Charles don't get everything, but he got it, still provides. We're not worried about it. Because God already has a ram in a bush. He's already working on our situation. Again, I want to break this down again to you. You're listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 947th episode. 947, you guys. God is amazing, isn't he? And if you like what you're hearing and you just want to, you know, call in to the station, do that. I'm going to give you the number. And I really want y'all to call in with a comment. 319-527-6091. I would love to hear your opinions and your comments, how God, tends to deal with you. Amen. And as I was saying, in every situation God puts you in, and sometimes you might not see your way clear. That's the time when we need to pray a little bit more to him. That's the time we need to lift up our hands and say, okay, God, it's whatever you want. Whatever you design for me, God, I'm okay with. And that's where I'm at. I always tell y'all, when I talk to you, I talk to myself. Amen. Because this race God did not say this was going to be an easy walk. He did not say it was going to be a piece of cake. He said you're going to have some tough times. You're going to have some mountains. You're going to have some hills to climb. But he didn't say I would. He said I would never leave you nor forsake you. You understand me? He's going to always be here because he never gave me information that he never followed up on. It was just me being impatient to wait. Amen. And that's why I want y'all to always realize he always have a ram in a bush. So what, you didn't get the job you want? So what, you didn't get the job you like? But guess what? It's a job that's just for you, that God wants you to be in, or a house he wants you to be in, or apartment he wants you to be in, or something he wants you to be. It's not where you want to be.
Hello, what
about
that baby? Remember that crazy
dog? But my God always provides. He always have a ram in a bush. Or another thing, maybe you went to the doctor and you got a report that you didn't like. The doctor just told you something that you was like, okay, I don't want to hear that right now. I go home and I start crying. My test came back, and everything's not good. It don't always look the same, but God always provides. I want y'all to think about it. That test you had, maybe a wake-up call for you to get closer to him. The doctor is not the main doctor, because my father said, I'm a doctor, a lawyer, a judge. I'll be anything you need me to be. Because I got you. He always provides. Your healing is just around the corner. So continue to do whatever he wants you to do. Continue taking that medicine until your deliverance comes. God's delay is not a no. It's just a wait, right? Not right now. Amen? And I just want y'all to really realize this thing. This walk was not always going to be easy. I'm quite sure all the 12 disciples and the women that followed Jesus didn't think it was going to be easy. They had some hard times. They lost lives. They denied him. They were crucified for his name's sake. They were spit on. They were stoned. But they knew. They walked with God and even turned their back. But God always provides a ram in a bush. He always provides. I'm at a point right now where if I had money right now, I would have been on a plane on my way to Georgia to be there with my sister. Because they just put her mom, after 97 years, in hospice care. They said she's not going to make it. But I would be there right now with my sister. But I know he's there with her. He's going to hold her hand. He's going to carry her through this. And she's not going to walk this thing alone. So my prayers are with her. But I just want y'all to realize, whatever situation God has you in, he has an answer for. Just hold on. Don't let go. He got you. He's preparing something else for you. He didn't say this race was going to be easy. But he said, I'm going to give you enough strength I'm going to give you enough mercy. I'm going to give you enough grace to carry you through the rest of the way. Are you willing to hold on? Are you willing to wait for the ram in the bush? Are you willing to really call him out on his word? Are you willing to really say, I know for a fact without a shadow of a doubt that my God always provides? You understand what I say? I want y'all to realize this walk, this journey of Christianity is not just a fad. It's not just something to do right now. I want y'all to hold on to this thing. I want y'all to get a relationship with God. I don't want you to get a religion. I don't want you to just go to a church and say, I belong to a church. I want you to know, I want the God Father to know you and you know the Father. Because that's what it's about. It's about my walk with him. It's about how I talk to my Father when I'm going through, when I'm not going through. Because he always provides for me. So everything I'm going through today, because my daughter's friend just lost his mother. So we helped him prepare a funeral. That this our second one. We did my father-in-law. We didn't know what we were doing, but thank God for Pastor Toy and Baroness Martin, because they walked us through this thing. So now I'm willing and able to walk another family through what we went through. Because all y'all know, family ain't nothing when push comes to shove. Especially when death involves, your family becomes your enemy. And you've done nothing wrong. But God provides. He helped me and Charles and gave us the tools so we can help someone else. He always provides. I don't have to knock wood. I don't have to do all that. I don't have to hold on to a rabbit's foot. I don't have to find a penny on the ground. Find a penny, pick it up. I don't need to do all that. I just need to call Jesus. I need you. Because I know you always provide. See, I don't want to get too deep with some things, but you know what? I need to sometimes. It's not about you, sweetie. It's not about you, sir. It's not about Maureen. It's not about a title. It's not about a building. It's about your relationship. Hold on. Put up all the bikes and Aaron's toys and get ready. Come on in. Sorry about that. It's not about you. This walk is about the kingdom. It's about my daddy. It's about my Father. That's what my relationship is. My relationship. Because sometimes I have to realize, look, God been providing for me for some time now. He's not going to let go now. That bill going to be there tomorrow. All I can do is pick up the phone and call someone, call the bill collector and say, look, I'm going through a situation right now that I know I'm going to pay you. The day I'm going to pay you, I can't tell you that. But what I can tell you, soon as I get it, you'll have it. I'm not going to avoid the phone calls. I'm going to answer and say, look, it's not always rosy over here either. I got some ups and I got some downs. I had to rob Peter to pay Paul. But I know my God's going to provide. Because I got to stand up on this thing. I got this thing called faith. I'm quite sure when Abraham was walking with his son to that hillside where he was asked to offer his son as a sacrifice, he didn't know God was going to have a ram in a bush for him. He did it on faith. His relationship with God. His relationship with the Lord. That's what he counted on. When the angels came down and told him that Sarah was going to give birth to a son, and he told her, she laughed. Oh, man, you're crazy. But he didn't doubt it. If the dad said so, so it shall be. And that's where we need to be when we realize God always provided. Whatever he says, so it is. He spoke it, and it was. And that's what we have to do. We're going to have to speak things in our life. We have to. We have to speak it. But just not speak it, but believe it with your whole heart. Trust in the process. Trust in the move of God. And when your situation gives you a breakthrough, give a testimony how he brought you out, how he brought you through. Because people are listening and need to hear if he brought you through. Here, bring me through. And I really believe in my heart, if you go back and read that story about Abraham, and the ram, God's ram in the bush. Women and men of God. It was a test. And if today, this in 2019, God presented you with this test, will we be able to pass that test? Will we be able to stand out on faith just like Abraham did? Will we be able to walk our son up there, do that 2-mile walk? I don't know how long it was, but he took that walk with his son, basically to his death. His son had no idea what was going on. He was going hunting with his dad. He was going to do an offering up to God. If God presented himself right now to you and said, I need you to give this up, would you be able to? And if your answer is, I don't know, if your answer is maybe, look in the mirror and say, God, I'm sorry that I'm not the man and woman you designed me to be. But as of this day, I'll work on it. I'll get my relationship with you better than it was yesterday. If you just give me that much grace and your mercy, I would be able to walk my situation up to that mountain and present it as a burnt offering. Without a shadow of a doubt. Because if I had to look in the mirror and ask that same question, last year, no, honestly, I would say the year before last, it would have been uh-uh. But when I've learned to let go and let God, my answer, oh, yes, I could do it. Because I know he's going to provide. No matter how many times I got to cry, I know he's going to provide a situation for me to get out of. I know he's going to have me a comforter there that's going to help me go through this thing. I'm not going through it alone. So now with every situation in my life, I talk to my Father about it. Some answers I don't like. I'm human. But I never doubt his word. And I never run away from it. Because my God always provides. And as you begin to trust in him, trust him with all, not some, all of your life expectations. All of them. And then get your book. And get your book of promises. And read. Hi, my grandson just came in. Read some scriptures about trusting in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. God always provides. He always provides. And that's Proverbs 3, chapter 3, 5, and 6. And if you want another one, you go to Psalms 56, 3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. So, man, what the situation look like on your side? God always provides. He always have a ram in a bush. He's just waiting. He's just sitting back. He's just waiting. He's going to give you your strength. Just wait. Again, I want to let you know again, and we're going to do this. I think we're going to talk about this again. God always provides, because I want you to really realize he always does. As you're going to work, as your kids going to school, as your grandkids going to school, as you paying bills, he always providing. If he didn't go to the cross, where would you be? Where would you be? You didn't do it alone. You didn't do it alone. It was nothing you done. Again, you're listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 947th episode. If you like what you're hearing and you just want to make a comment, the number to dial, I want y'all to get the number if you want to dial, 319-527-6091. If you like the conversation, hit 1. Let us know. that you enjoy the conversation and give your testimony, how God brought you out of a situation and you realize he's always have been providing and will continue to provide as long as we keep our mind stayed on him. And I just need you to know these things. And like I said before, I couldn't tell you something that I didn't go through personally. I can only tell you about something I went through, something I know without a shadow of a doubt that he always do provide. I'm not telling you I'm perfect. I'm far from it. I told you I could have the baddest attitude. But one thing one thing for certain, two things for sure. I'm not running from God anymore. I'ma trust him at his word. I'ma give him his words back. Because he said his words will never come back void. And he never lied. So if he never lied, I could give him his words back. Tell Sarah to come here, please. Please. You know, and I have to give him his word back. Right, grandbaby? Because God always provides, right, Sarali? She's shaking her head like she really understands. But you have to realize it's not always about you. It's about, change her for me, it's about your relationship with him. You understand what I'm saying? But trust in God. Trust in him. And he will. Jesus, Lord knows, he's been providing for everyone. It's just everyone not willing to acknowledge him. They think they're doing, oh, I'm doing this on my own. This my own thing. I got this going on. I became a billionaire, a trillionaire on my own. Because my name, your name don't mean nothing. Nothing. The only name I like is I'm a child of the Most High God. And that's what it's about. It's about my relationship with him. Knowing, I know without a shadow of a doubt, that he will provide for me. Amen. Now, I'm going to do the call of salvation earlier this evening because I really want y'all, all that's listening, to get that relationship with God. It's not about a building. It's not about a temple. It's not about a mosque. It's about the one true living God, the Father of all fathers, the author and the finisher, the beginning and the end, the one who was born, walked this earth for 33 years, was beaten, was torn, was crucified for us, rose. But as he rose, he went to hell and got the keys of death, took the sting out of it from Satan. So he no longer had that stronghold over you. He can slow you up. That's it. But he can't kill you. He did all this for us. Every living child on this earth that's living and breathing and walking along with the animals did it for us. And if you believe in your whole heart that he did it for you, that's what John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. for your name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. No matter what you've done in your past will get, he will clean it up. Turn you around, place your feet on solid ground. That's the kind of God I serve. I don't care if you were a murderer, adulterer, a thief. No matter what it was you did in your past, it's your past. And accept him as your personal savior. And if you believe it with that, with your whole heart, say, ah, Lord God, take me. Here I am. I believe in you. I believe you died, you rose, you coming back again just for me, just for Maureen Lee. And you are a Christian. And then you find a Bible-believing teaching church where you can grow in the word of Jesus Christ. Learn the Bible for yourself. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed of the gospel. Study it. Get that one scripture. Get in your spirit. And when you got that scripture, you go to another one. Feed your soul. Feed your soul. Feed your soul. And then you tell everybody, I met a man named Jesus who died just for me. And what he done for you. And then you can call Purpose Kingdom Network and tell us how God changed your life. Give your testimony. He's so good, you just can't keep it to yourself. You have to tell somebody. You understand me? God is so good. Again, you're listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 947th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Maureen Lee, with the Daughters of Ruth. If you'd like to call in, the number is 319-527-6091. Rob, do we have any announcements?
Real quickly, yes, we do have announcements. And we'd like to thank everybody for the product, the Purpose Network, and we thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. We thank you for joining us online or phone. We thank you so much. And, you know, as always, you know, we appreciate every one of you that are able to help us and correspond with us. And one of the ways you can do that is you correspond with us at Purpose Kingdom Network at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We can see your comments, questions, concerns. We can see you say hello, us in a prayer request. We greatly appreciate that. Also, we're on Facebook. You can like us on Facebook. You can go to Purpose Kingdom Network and like us on Facebook. And, you know, as you know, always for, you know, inspiration, we have a morning word of inspiration where you can join us on anchor.com or Anchor FM. We can score there and click on Purpose Kingdom Network and you can hear a morning word of inspiration. And there, you know, we can share our morning word of inspiration almost each and every morning. We're able to do that. And we thank you so much for those who participate and join us on anchor.com or Anchor FM. Well, God's will, God's blessing. We hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour with D Block Church, hosted by our sister Adrian Misunderstandings Allen. And once again, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for D Block Church with our very own our sister Adrian Misunderstandings Allen. Also, for those that have an iPhone, if you want to listen to any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can hit the purple icon on your iPhone, and you can like us on the podcast. So it's a purple icon on your iPhone that says podcast. Hit that, and then hit the search, and hit Purpose Kingdom Network and like us, and you will never miss any of our past or previous broadcasts. Also, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We can hear any of our past or previous broadcasts. We thank you so much, and also you can hit our link on Instagram and Twitter. And with that being said, that's the end of the announcements. And Minister Maureen, we're going to just turn the program back into your hands.
I thank you so much for all the announcements. Again, you see, you can reach us on Instagram, Twitter, and everything else, and Facebook, and listen to the podcast. And God is so good to bless us with Pastor Toy as our chappie. And as I said before, as God began to bless her, she blesses us. And that's what I love about Purpose Kingdom Network. It is someone you can listen to 7 days a week, someone always on. But I just wanted y'all to realize how it always, what my husband say, how you be saying it's always sunshine through the rain? How you say that, honey?
Always
a cloud. How you say it? I mess up a saying in a heartbeat. It's always cloud. It's always sunshine through a rainy day. It always looks better. You know what I mean? It's always better than it looks. And that's what we have to realize. It's not always how it looks. It's always easier than it seems to be. God always provides that ram in the bush at all times. No matter if you're a Christian or not, you're going to have challenges. It's how you answer those challenges.
There's always somebody worse off than you.
And it's always somebody worse off than you. And that is so true. That's why the blood of the Lamb is very important. It's very important because his blood is what purifies you. And I just wanted to let y'all know, Jesus will provide your ram in the bush because he always provides. He might not come when you want him, but he's always on time. And I used to listen to my grandmother and my mother, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. And I'd be like, Grandma, why he always slow this? Because I didn't know no better. I can remember my grandmother crying and, oh, wow, we ate beans for a couple days because we didn't have too much. But she never gave up. As long as she had some beans and rice and bologna, we had a meal. But I never seen my grandmother forsake God. I never seen her doubt him. I never seen my uncle turn his back on him when he left, you know, left the streets and got saved. I never seen the righteous forsaken. So if he did it for them and he's the same God, he's going to do it for me. He's going to do it for you. I just want y'all really to think about those things. God always provides. And I trust him. So now I'm at a point in my life where my birthday's coming up. My husband teased me. I'll be at a big 55.
Double nickel.
And I trust God more than I ever done. It's like now I tell my husband, he'd be like, so you're not worried about it because you don't got the bill. I'm not worried about it because Tony out there with the neighbor walking the dog. He always will provide. And now my husband tells me, what you worried about it for?
He got it.
He ain't going to put us somewhere where he didn't provide a way for us to handle what we handle. He wouldn't have put you that far. He wouldn't put you that close for you to let go now. So I just want you to realize what the song said, the battle isn't yours. It's the Lord's, because your blessing is reachable now. See, he's bringing it a little closer. So every time you got a situation coming, remember, a breakthrough is getting ready to come. No matter, it's getting a little harder, that it's getting closer. And that's how I have to see life. As every situation gets closer, I know my blessing's even closer. So if my brother or sisters get their blessing before me, I'm, yay, hey, I'm glad. Yes, hallelujah. He did it for you, I'm next. I'm excited about it. Because I'm still sitting on that seat of expectation that God's going to do a new thing for me and for my family and for my paparazzi jewelry. Because I'm excited. I talk about it. Yes, I do. It's my $5 jewelry. Check my Facebook page out, you guys. All my Purpose Kingdom hosts. Check out the page for yourself. If he can do it for me, he can do it for you. You could be your own. If you're having trouble finding a job, maybe you need to step out with your own business. Ask God first. And if it's something you like to do, inbox me. You could be a paparazzi consultant. Make your own hours. And the more you hustle for your job, like you did, do your 9-to-5, make a promise to yourself and keep it. I made a promise to God that I will study and pray 7 days. So far I've been doing, the only day I missed, honestly, was today. Because I have all 4 of my grandkids. One's a 6-month. I got the 6-year-old, the 5-year-old, the 7 and the 9, and the 6-month-year-old grandbaby. And I'm still helping with a funeral. Still taking care of what I need to. But through the day, I talked about my daddy. I said, oh, God, you know what? You're so great today. I'm not scared. I'm not nervous. I know you got me. Pastor Toy called me, and she said, you sound busy. And I told her, she said, I'll be there to help you. You and Charles, you got us. And if I need to call Sister Adrian to see, you know, because she helped me through this thing too. And it's last minute, because it was last minute for us. But I trust God. And that's where I want y'all to get, to a point in your life where you can sit back and say, okay, God, you put that situation there for a reason. Sometimes God, the devil don't always do it. Sometimes it's not even his fault. That stumbling block was put there by the Father to see, was you going to stumble, was you going to take back, sit back and say, ooh, wait a minute. Hope. Jesus, now you said in your word. And give him his word back and meditate on that thing and see that stumbling block start to disintegrate. You don't got to step over it. You don't got to go around it. Now you just go through it. And that's the kind of relationship I would love you to have. So I thank God for Pastor Toy, for God birthing this thing in her spirit to do this thing. And I'm quite sure she asked questions. I'm quite sure this was in the incubator period in her spirit for some time until she stepped out on faith. But when she stepped out, God start giving it to her. Here's this ram. It's a bush over here with another ram. Hey! He always provides. Amen. Again, I want to just recap everything simple, like tally up what we talked about this evening. I'm your host, Maureen Lee. You were listening to The Daughters of Ruth. And my topic was, God always provides. And where I got the topic from was Genesis 22:13 and 14. And you have to realize about Abraham and Sarah and that ram in the bush. Oh, my God. It just, I still, y'all don't understand how his obedience, without hesitation, his obedience, if my obedience was just like his, where would I be right now? If I did exactly what God wanted me to do then. His obedience, it had to put a smile on Jesus, on God's face. The Lord, I can see him right now, just that big ray of sunshine looking over. Understand what I'm saying? Think about this thing. Abraham took his son and laid him on the altar, took the knife, lifted up in the air, and was coming down to kill his son. And an angel said, wait, the Holy Spirit, wait a minute, wait, the Lord, rather, wait, Abraham, look over yonder. And he seen that ram tangled up in the bushes exactly when God needed that ram to be there. He placed it at a particular time for him to move his son and place that ram on the altar and made that blood covenant sacrifice. Hallelujah, God. That ram. Something about the blood, you guys. It's something about the blood. What it means. How that rare blood can make you clean as snow. Because God always provide. And I just thank God for his provision. I thank God for the ram that he put in the bush for Sarah and for Abraham. I thank God for the ram in the bush that he put for me and my husband. I thank God for all the stumbling blocks that was in my life to put me where I need to be at this particular time in my life. So, yes, I thank him for the waves. I thank him for the strong winds that blow, that make you want to bend but not break. Because he always provides. And if he can provide for me, he can provide for you. If he provides for me and my family, he can provide for you. Again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight for Purpose Kingdom Network. Again, I am your host, Maureen Lee, and this was the 947th episode coming from Genesis 22:13. God always provides. We talked about Abraham with the ram in the bush. We talked about the blood. We talked about sacrifice. We talked about obedience. And I just thank y'all for tuning in this evening. My God is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Brother Rob, do you want to add any comments?
This way.
Get it. If you want to, no, not the spray, just hit it, don't. If you want to have any comments this evening about the topic,
no
testimony.
I just bless for you and your family and for so freely giving to us on Purpose Camp Network. Every night you're able to do that, you know, bless God for what you do and your husband helping talk.
We thank you too, Brother Rod. We love y'all, and we love Purpose Kingdom Network. And I just thank God for y'all being here for us. And Purpose Kingdom, I can't wait for the 2000 episode. Amen! We sounding off. Hallelujah!
Jesus bless.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose. Step one or two down. I will not lose. He saved me.